effectiveness of a clinic-based intervention to improve follow-up adherence to vision care in patients with diabetes.
So thank you and good morning, everyone. I'm presenting the results of a clinic-based intervention to improve follow-up adherence to vision care in patients with diabetes at Wills Eye Hospital. And I have no financial disclosures. And I just want to acknowledge that this study was funded by the CDC. So diabetic retinopathy is the most common ocular complication of diabetes. It results from biochemical and physiological changes that occur in the retina due to chronic hyperglycemia. It's asymptomatic in the early stages, but it's slowly progressive to vision loss. It affects at least 3.3 million people over the age of 65 and is the leading cause of blindness among adults between the age of 20 and 74. It affects individuals' quality of life, and it's a costly public health problem. In 2004, it was estimated that $500 million were spent in direct medical costs due to diabetic retinopathy. Prompt detection and treatment can slow disease progression. The early treatment diabetic retinopathy study has shown that timely intervention can reduce the risk of severe vision loss. And improving detection, management, and treatment of diabetic retinopathy can save the federal government millions of dollars. Therefore, the American Academy of Ophthalmology and the American Diabetes Association recommend people with diabetes to have annual dilated fundus examination. In addition, Healthy People 2020 set goals to encourage at least 58% of people with diabetes to have annual dilated fundus examination. However, only 50% of people with diabetes adhere to the recommendations, and an estimated 50% of persons are diagnosed too late for treatment to be beneficial. So Wills Eye is a hospital located in Philadelphia, and it's estimated that 1,700 patients with diabetes are seen at Wills Eye every year, and approximately 50% of these patients are African American. And as a way to increase adherence to follow-up dilated fundus examination, Wills Eye has set standard reminders as usual care in the system. However, as Dr. Murchison showed in the previous presentation, in a retrospective chart review, adherence were low and ranged from 35% to 65%. And patients that were least likely to adhere were patients under the age of 65 and those with mild cases of diabetic retinopathy. So therefore, Wills Eye developed an intervention to focus on these patients that are least likely to adhere. And this intervention was a clinic-based intervention with two components. They sent a mailed reminder and an educational brochure. And 1 month after the mail, the brochure was sent, a research assistant called the patients. And we chose this intervention because reminders and personal phone calls has been shown to improve adherence in a free community-based screening clinic. So we thought that in a clinic-based intervention, it would work as well. So the purpose of this study was to evaluate the effectiveness of this multi-pronged intervention. And also to determine barriers to follow-up adherence among patients in the telephone intervention, patients that we contact and we talked to. So this study took place at Wills Eye Institute and in an eye care, the primary eye care clinic. And we enrolled patients over the age of 18, those with no mild or moderate cases of diabetic retinopathy. And these patients were seen previously at Wills Eye, were recommended for follow-up adherence, but did not schedule a follow-up appointment yet. So patients were randomized to usual care and received a reminder letter, or to the intervention group and received a reminder letter plus an educational brochure, followed by a telephone call. This is this educational brochure. It emphasized the importance of dilated fundus examination, the asymptomatic nature of the disease in the early stages. And for the telephone intervention that occurred 1 month after the mailed brochure was mailed, The research assistant utilized a script and offered assistance to schedule an appointment. The primary outcome was attendance at a follow-up appointment within 3 months of suggested return date. And we also looked at appointment scheduling rates and the barriers to care utilization for those patients that we talked to. So we enrolled a total of 522 patients. The mean age was 61. Most patients were female and African American. This is the summary of the characteristics of the patients. And patients, the demographic characteristics were similar between the control and intervention group. So these are the results of our intervention. As we can see, we enrolled 522 patients. 260 were randomized to the usual care group and 262 to the intervention group. And as we can see, patients in the intervention group were more likely to schedule and attend an appointment. The scheduling rate was 63% in the intervention group versus 40% in the control group, and attendance rate was 44% in the intervention group versus 30% in the control group. This difference was statistically significant, and patients in the intervention group were 58% more likely to attend an appointment, and the absolute difference was 18%. We performed additional analysis, and the Poisson regression model confirmed the effectiveness of the intervention and also showed that patients that were older were more likely to adhere. However, when we looked at the effect of the intervention in these subgroups, we did not the interventions were equally effective among age groups and gender, and whether or not patients had diabetic retinopathy and insurance types. So out of the patients that did not attend an appointment, 96 patients in the intervention group, the research assistant, she was able to talk and ask the reason why the patient did not want to return to Wills Eye. And she talked to 26 patients. And three patients could not schedule an appointment due to language barriers. Five patients said they were too busy to schedule an appointment. Seven patients said they were just not interested. Five patients said they had an appointment with another ophthalmologist in another setting. And six patients said they had insurance issues. And this is in agreement with the current literature that shows that insurance issues and being too busy are two major factors for not following up with appointments. So in conclusion, a combination of a personalized mail and telephone communications was more effective in improving dilated fundus examination adherence than solely standard mail reminders. And these findings are particularly encouraging since we just enrolled in this study patients with mild case of diabetic retinopathy, those that are least likely to adhere. And these findings are in agreement with other studies that have shown that multiple components may be more effective in promoting behavior change than a single strategy. This combination of strategies have been tried for breast and cervical cancer screenings and was effective, and also for diabetic fundus examination in free community-based screening clinics. So there are limitations that we should mention. Our baseline data, including the insurance status, was obtained from EMR systems and may not reflect the current status of the patients. And also, our follow-up rates may be underestimated because we obtained the data from the EMR system. Some patients may have received eye care in other settings. For future directions, we performed a study to determine the effect and cost of the individual components of the intervention. We also want to determine the effectiveness of this intervention in other settings and determine the ability of this intervention to sustain dilated fundus examination adherence over time. Questions?